Baby,
so if I offered you $100, could you tell me who the artist performing this song is? I'm not offering you $100, by the way, but I'll give you another box of raisins if you answer correctly.
Oh, man. See, that
crank it up, Big Baby.
I know this song, too.
It's a good song. It's a one-hit wonder. That's it. That's the name of the song. Now, who performed it?
Oh, man.
I don't know. What do you put on your feet?
Shoes.
Right?
And socks.
Yeah, shoes. Now, you have shoes that you've had for a long time. Those are what?
They would be old shoes.
Right. What when you go and you purchase some shoes, what are those?
Someone else's worn shoes that I took off their feet.
New shoes,
new
my man.
Shoes.
New shoes.
Oh, all right.
Big Baby, is that right?
That is correct,
totally,
but...
totally winging that.
How is it spelled?
N-U.
You got it. How's yeah. shoes spelled?
S-H-O-O-Z.
You got it.
And I'm an N-E-R-D. Thanks for asking. Appreciate you. I am a 80s and 90s bad music savant.
Yeah, what year is this?
This is like, I don't know, 88 or something like that.
I think it's
87.
The late 80s, yeah. After the Bengals broke up.
Yeah, I was going to go with Sheila E.
She had a couple hits. That's the voice of Chris Johnson, who knows crap about radio.
That's right.
And music, clearly. But he knows a lot about other stuff that's important, like the Access Cup. And say hi to Becca Green as well, who wisely
hey.
Sat that conversation out. Good move. how are y'all?
Doing well. Great.
Thanks for coming by. I guess you guys heard there'd be cake today. Lonnie's going
to
share some cake with us, I hope, at some point along the way. It is a retirement party.
Sweet.
And nothing says retirement party like cake.
I don't need your chair, baby. I got
she doesn't need that. Okay. Hey, Lonnie, are you going to share your cake or are you going to keep it all to yourself?
I'm going to share it with my mom.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, make sure she gets it first. That's absolutely right. So we are here for a retirement party for just tuning in at Double B's Exxon. We already gave away $50. Congratulations to Cody, who came by and correctly answered that it is National Raisin Day. National Raisin Day was the correct answer we were looking for.
Wow. Yeah. California Raisin Day?
I think any old raisin will do. I don't know where else they make raisins, Chris. Maybe you could tell me on that. I don't know. Really.
I'm an idiot on that as well.
Yeah, I just don't know. But, I mean, yeah, California raisins, certainly the most famous of all the raisins. I'm assuming they grow corn outside of Iowa and potatoes outside of Idaho, but those are two states that have been, you know, sort of typecast in
That's
that
true.
Way. California is typecast for a lot of things, including raisins. So
the film industry.
That, as a guy who spends a lot of time in Van Nuys
there
for vacation.
Go. There you go.
Which film industry are we talking about?
Well,
okay.
The film.
Let's talk about Access Cup, and it's an event that I've had the good fortune of being part of the last few years. It's at Chenal Country Club. Chris keeps coming back as chairman, so I don't know. You are either a glutton for punishment or you're really good at it.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Probably true.
50-50.
It's the 11th annual. How many years have you been doing this?
Ooh, I guess I've chaired it. I guess it's my third year, but I've been involved with it for 8 years.
Three's a charm.
There you
go. So when are you going to retire like Lonnie?
We're in the process of planning that.
Okay.
State planning.
I'm going to get you a cake, and it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. Chocolate.
Big party, yeah. I'm a fan of that.
Chocolate on chocolate.
This is one of those parties that, it goes to a great cause. Access Schools is near and dear to most of our hearts. For anybody who's been around and seen what they do, it's certainly an easy one to get behind. But also, they have a Nike store, which we're all huge fans of. So
absolutely.
There you go, the swoosh.
Okay, so talk to me about the details. When, where, what?
Well,
what
you told me third time's a charm, and actually, I think you're correct. This year, we have gotten all of our sponsors full.
And thank you to you guys for being the media sponsor.
Go on.
Don't pat yourself on the back so much.
Phil, can you get me over
My
here?
My arm's not long enough.
Yeah. That's a good job. And then on teams, we are just about full. We've got a couple more circling, but you know, we're going to have both courses. The event's going to be Monday, June 10th at Chenal Country Club. We'll be occupying both courses, so both the Founders and the Baird End course. That's one of the things we pride ourselves in this tournament is not only is it a good cause, but you should be in and out of there in 4 hours. Max.
That's a good tournament.
Depending on the beverage consumption.
Yes.
So, you either, with you, maybe 5 hours.
There's always a variable thrown in, you know.
That's true.
That's a big variable.
I drink quickly, by the way. I just think you should leave me out
say
of this.
I didn't say you didn't drink quickly, but
says
you
friends,
drink often.
Friends, Nike store voucher, refreshments, and bragging rights.
There you go.
What am I going to brag about? See, I'm not good at golf.
How tall you are.
How quickly I drank Diet Cokes on the course, my man. That's exactly right.
That is correct.
There's a $10,000 putting contest. How does that work?
Well, during throughout the day, you will qualify on the putting green. We'll have two putting greens, so we'll have four contestants qualify for that $10,000 putting contest. We will bring them for a 50-foot putt. If anyone makes it, that'll be $5,000 to the individual and $5,000 to the school.
Well, I'd like to say that if I make it, I will give the school $6,000 because that's the kind of guy I am.
You're always one-upping everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I roll.
Yeah. Our main sponsors, again, are naming sponsors, Harriet and Warren Stevens, Stevens Inc. They've been involved in the school for many, many years, and we really can't put this tournament on without their support. Deltic Timber is another one of our big sponsors. They've actually been helping us for many, many years. This year we've added the Deer Pinnock Eye Clinic as our third major sponsor. And then actually sponsoring that putting contest is Metter Adams Lee Insurance, along with Three Lakes Distributing and George O'Connor. Becca already mentioned you guys as our media sponsor, and we actually new to the event this year is Smart Chevrolet. Roger Smart has stepped up, and he's going to sponsor our hole-in-one contest. So on each course, we'll have a chance or an opportunity to drive away in a Smart Chevrolet vehicle,
which is
always fun.
Wouldn't feel right winning a hole-in-one car and winning the putting contest. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Just pick one. Just pick one that
yeah,
you want.
That is a little greedy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It seems totally unfair to the rest of the players, but I guess that's good. Becky, you want to talk to me about what Access does and to let people know what kind of good things are going on over there?
Sure, absolutely. Well, basically, we serve individuals with learning and language disabilities. So what are those? Pretty much, I'd say the top three diagnoses that we see at Access are ADHD, autism, dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a school, we have an evaluation clinic, we do outpatient therapy, we do tutoring. So we're pretty much like a one-stop community resource for individuals with these disabilities. And we see everyone from newborns 6 weeks old all the way up to age 35. We just recently, in the last couple of years, started a young adults program. And we're actually starting one this summer, a different young adults program with UAMS, which is an on-the-job, year-long internship for adults with developmental disabilities. So it's a pretty cool thing that we're doing right now that's starting up.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's really needed services, you know, that we're in a rural state, and not every state has something like Access, so it's something to be proud of, and we're just so grateful to the community for helping us with this event, support these programs.
If people want to get in for teams, you do have a few openings left?
We have
left.
A few openings left, but we can always expand if we get more than a few.
Yeah.
You can contact Callie at the school, 217-8600. It'll be the easiest and most efficient way. If you contact me, I might get lost in trying to get all that finalized.
Well, you're a very busy man.
Yeah,
a lot going on in your world. 1,400 a team, 350 a person. That includes golf cart fee, luncheon, reception, and as I mentioned, a trip around the Nike store. So, and
that
a chance
correct.
To win a car and a whole bunch of money.
Absolutely, so, while supporting a great cause.
Exactly, that's the most important thing. Hello, cake.
Wow.
It is officially started. We have a real party now.
Have oh, cake, yeah. We'll Ooh, eat.
Okay, there you go. Well, thank you all for coming by here. I appreciate you all calling an audible.
Thanks
and,
for having
me. I want to commend Chris for his newfound physique. He's been working hard at it as a guy who's been fighting to lose a little weight myself.
And a guy that just shooed off some cake, too, said no thank you.
Yeah.
Well
know, done.
Do you wanna, I do what I can.
Are you doing
However, that cake does look very good.
Yeah.
That might start up
You don't want to go down that
bad
path.
Trend.
Yeah, I understand
bad
what you're saying.
Trend. Cake, drink.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, it really
very,
is.
Very, very slippery slope.
So what's your secret? You want to pass along any advice?
Just watching what I eat and working out.
I see everything that I eat. It just
keeps
going
in. It goes
in,
into the mouth.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I mean, if I eat my eyes closed, I don't know that that's going to help anything. All right, well, that advice helped me not at all, but it was good seeing you anyway, and I look forward to hanging out with y'all at the tournament.
Always a pleasure, and hopefully we will get a couple more teams before the day of, and if not, I'll do a last-minute drive on the day of and get on the radio with you guys.
That'll be fine. June 10th is the day, so come see us, and we will be there in person talking all about it again. So thank you so much for coming by, and thanks for supporting Access, folks. So get out there. Great tournament.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Personally attest. We'll be back in just a moment. We are at Double B's Exxon. Cake has been served. That means it's officially a party now, my friend. So Justin Acree and Phil Elson, we will continue on through this hour. Coming up a little bit later, we've got a few things that are a little bit off the wall that we will get into. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. Travs are back at home tonight. What time's first pitch?
You got a 7:10 game tonight. Screaming Kids Day tomorrow, Justin. It's your favorite day of the year.
I love Screaming Kids Day.
And then a couple of 7:10 games afterwards. We've got aluminum drinking bottles given away on Thursday.
I will be, yeah, that's good. Good seeing you. I'll,
meet you. Thank you.
I will be there for a Screaming Kids Day, just not that Screaming Kids Day in particular. So, anyway, we'll give you a chance to win $50 in Double B's dollars a little bit later in the show as well. We've already given away 50, so congratulations to Cody for coming by and correctly answering that it was National Raisin Day.
He was
the easiest $50 he ever made.
He was giddy to get the free gas.
He's like, "That's it? That's all I got to do?" Yeah, bro, that's it. It's just that easy.
He was giggling. I mean, yeah. there were some giggles going on.
He was all a Twitter. He was all a Twitter. He was very excited about it. This segment is brought to you in part by our friends at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You were not with me yesterday.
No.
I had the lovely and talented Chris Kane. But
I was in Springfield watching a 12-2 loss.
Sorry, buddy.
With three travelers ejected.
It's good to be home. You have to tell me more about that. I didn't hear the ejection part of the story.